This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi guys, this is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
How are you guys? Welcome back. So I know it's been quite some time, but I am not 21 anymore. I am 22 years old. I'm still living in Ottawa, Canada, and I want to know how you guys are. So tweet me, at Joey Kidney, but I reply more on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram, at Joey Kidney, and let me know. Are you liking these podcasts and everything like that? I'm going to be giving away a lot of merch this time around because I feel like you guys deserve it. You guys give me endless support, and I want to give back to you guys. But today, we're going to be talking about honesty and trust in relationships. And the reason why is because about a week ago now, a fan tweeted me asking for if I could pick up a happy hoodie. And I said, sure. And I walked it down to them and I gave them this happy hoodie. And she was like, when are you going to post a podcast? And lately I've been getting a lot of requests to post podcasts. And I was very confused as to why people want more and more podcasts. Like I just didn't get it. There was more and more people being like, I love them. I love them. I love them. When I kind of wasn't posting them. And I was like, where are you listening to this? This totally doesn't make sense to me. But they were telling me that they can listen to my voice for quite some time. And this isn't me boosting my ego. This was me literally being wowed. I don't think of myself as this person that people want to listen to. I don't even think of myself as this YouTuber or anybody, any celebrity or anything like that, or any well-known person. I don't think about myself like that. So when somebody knows me or somebody watches me, I'm still getting wowed every single day, even though I've been doing this for about 5 years now, which is insane. Which actually today, sorry, I'm kind of like bragging about myself. Today is World Mental Health Day or Awareness Day. It is October 10th, I believe, when I'm recording this. And this is the first time in 5 years where YouTube, like the CEO, YouTube and Google themselves have recognized me. In the 5 years of me doing YouTube and working on their platform and literally living off of their platform, this is the first time they've ever recognized me. And they featured me on their YouTube spotlight, which was actually, I'm very honored and I have you guys to thank. And truly, you guys are my family now. And there's a lot of things that I want to talk about in this podcast, and I'm going to keep it kind of short. Who knows how long this is going to be, but I'm trying to work my way back into things because talking for 45 minutes yourself is a little bit different, and I will mess up. I will swear. I will stutter like I just did because I am not a doctor. I am not a professional, and this is just me sharing my life experiences and sharing my insight that you guys seem to enjoy. Now, the first thing I'm going to talk about is honesty and trust in relationships, which is being honest from the start. Now, I've probably only been in one real relationship in my whole life, which is kind of weird to think about because I make a lot of relationship content. I feel like I've just placed myself in a lot of relationships that I haven't even been in. But being honest from the start literally never killed nobody. I know sometimes it might go downhill and not exactly the way you want it to go, but in order to make a healthy relationship and create a healthy foundation for your relationship, it's to start with honesty. When you get into a relationship and if you find yourself lying in the first 5 seconds of the date or anything like that, then I believe that means that you're not ready for this person. You're intimidated by this person in a way that you don't want to love them. And I think that's a great sign. And a lot of signs that – and a lot of the times people don't want to acknowledge that. They don't want to acknowledge the fact that this may not be the person. And lately I've been dating around and I am sick and tired of dating because I will sit there and not necessarily lie about my life, but I will not tell everything because I'm just so bored because I know that they're not the person. I didn't get wowed. And I'm not saying that I have to get wowed in the first 5 seconds of meeting everybody, but I just, you know, I feel like I'm going to feel it. I know what I'm going to know. Does that make sense? I'm going to be wowed, just like my song Milestone. When she walks in that door, I'm going to feel amazed and everything in me is going to drop and I can't wait to tell my friends. I can't wait to tell my mother. I am just going to be so overwhelmed with love, and that's what I want to feel. And I haven't felt that in a very, very long time, and it's kind of heartbreaking. And the way I know that they're not that person is because I'm almost scared to be honest from the start. And if you want a relationship to start and be healthy and have a proper foundation, you need to tell the truth. You have to tell all of the truth. Maybe not everything from the start. Don't tell them your address and your social insurance number and everything like that. But tell them who you are. Tell them what you want to be. Tell them about your family. Tell them about your hardships. Your is good ships a thing? Tell them about your success stories and literally the ups and downs of your life, because that's what they're truly caring about. And be honest. If you don't like something, be honest. Get it out of the way. If you're not religious, say you're not religious. It literally doesn't kill anybody. If you don't like a movie, say you don't like it. Now, in How I Met Your Mother, which I will relate to a lot, they have this one episode, or it's throughout the entire series, where Lily and Marshall, one of them likes olives, and that's the olive theory. So whenever somebody gets a dish with olives, they are able to give them to the other partner. But then later on in the series, they found out that both of them like olives, but they never told each other. They never told each other because that was their little thing. When he didn't like olives, he gave them to his. When Marshall didn't like olives, he gave them to Lily, and that was their thing. And that was the thing that started them off. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but at the end of that episode, then he finally tells her. So sometimes, not necessarily lies, but sometimes little tiny things can make a relationship. But the best thing I have for you is to be honest from the start, because that way you're you and they literally have every reason to love or to not love you. And I know that sounds so scary. That sounds terrifying, but I think it's even more terrifying when somebody doesn't know you. Imagine being 35 and married for like 10 years and you're just now finding out that your wife used to be like, I don't know, a pro wrestler, or maybe she battled something that you had no idea. Imagine if you met their parents and you were made a fool of yourself because you didn't know anything about them. Imagine having kids with somebody and not knowing who they are. And I know that seems quite drastic, but a lot of the times people hide who they are from people because they don't think that they're going to love them. Well, I'm telling you, in order to find the right person, you have to tell them. You have to tell them everything. Now, and this is when trust comes into play. A lot of people don't understand when trust comes into play. Well, you cannot have trust without honesty. If somebody's not honest, how can you possibly trust them? Well, trust them in the right way. Because there's a lot of times in our lives where we're going to find trust in somebody even though they're lying, because we don't know. It's a lie, and they're probably pretty good at it, which sucks, you know? Sometimes I meet people, and I think they're a certain way, and then I find out who they actually are. Or a lot of the times people will kind of hide who they are and not tell me everything. Like one time I was dating this girl, and I didn't know her hardships. I didn't know the biggest thing, the biggest stepping stone in her life, that the darkest time she had. I didn't know it. And we were probably about over a month into dating, and I didn't know this. And this, is there seriously a car alarm going off right now? I'm sorry, guys. But this truly changed how I viewed this woman. And I'm not saying that I treated her poorly, but I did treat her differently. Because when something so traumatizing happens to somebody, you have to take that in consideration of how you treat someone. And I know that they always say treat people equally, but you have to take into consideration about what they've been through. So I'm going to take a sip of water so I don't get too parched. ASMR. That's disgusting. I don't want to do an ASMR podcast. That's insane. But what I want to get over here is you cannot have trust without honesty. So if you're honest from day one, you can trust from day one. And a perfect example of that is I have one of my best friends. Her name is Sarah. She's been in a relationship with her boyfriend for 8 years. It's about to be 8 years. I don't even know when their anniversary is. But what I'm trying to say here is that she's honest from the start. She's very honest with her boyfriend, and she's honest with me. And we're great friends. I would never in a million years do anything to destroy the relationship or anything like that. I don't even know why I'm bringing that part up. I'm not interested in that at all. We are just absolutely amazing friends because we get along. We get along as friends. And I'm amazed by her boyfriend and how he allows me to be friends with her. And the reason why that happens is because Sarah and her boyfriend, Nathan, are just so honest with each other. They trust each other. From day one, they were honest with each other. And they've worked out those kinks together. And honestly, it makes me so proud to be their friend and to know that they've been through so much. Literally, think about how much you can go through in 7 or 8 years, whatever the hell it is. Think about how much you can go through. So think about how much they've gone through. How many little stepping stones have they passed, those bumps in the road that they've gone up and down and been there to help each other. I think it's so freaking inspiring. And then to have me swoop in and be this friend that just randomly showed up and they're fine with it, I think that's amazing. And I'm honestly so thankful to even have them as friends. Now, I don't want to say what I'm getting at here, because I feel like I've said that 17 million times. But my point is, stop saying that, Joey. Literally, when you create a podcast and you're talking to yourself, it's literally intoxicating, because you're sitting here in an empty room and you're like, you literally talk to yourself. I'm reading off a screen right now. Mind you, this isn't written, but like, I'm looking at myself. It's weird. But what I'm trying to say, damn it, I said it again. If you have friends and you're in a relationship, if you are dating somebody, please, for the love of God, tell them. Tell your significant other. Introduce your friends to your significant other. If your friends do not meet your significant other, I guarantee your relationship will fail, because you are hiding a huge part of who you are. Literally, almost everything you are, you're hiding from your significant other, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't know, whoever it is. If you're hiding your friends, the people who you trust most, basically your family members, if you're hiding them from your significant other, then I believe you are hiding your entire past, all your experiences, and you're leaving it blank. Therefore, your significant other has to fill in the blanks. So think about it. If you're telling this story about how you went to the movies and you guys got cold, so you dumped popcorn on yourselves to keep yourselves warm, or some crap like that, think about the fact that your significant other doesn't know who you're talking about or who you're with. So in their mind, they're thinking, okay, this is a guy. This could be John. Oh my God. Who is Janiqua cheating on me with? Is it John? I don't know why I chose Janiqua. It sounds like a sick name. It sounds cool. But your significant other doesn't know. So he has to fill in the blanks, or she has to fill in the blanks. So fill them in. Help them. Because think about it on your end. What if your partner was telling you these stories and never told you a name and never put a face to a name. You were never able to see who they are hanging out with or who they are. You can't tell who they are. So I think if you have friends and you haven't introduced them to your partner, please do it now. I don't know what you're waiting for. Are you waiting for your relationship to fail? You're literally waiting for an excuse for your relationship to fall in the freaking garbage. How about you get up off your ass and literally just schedule a meeting with your friends? There's so many relationships that go through this dark, dark hole. Like, why don't you just introduce them to your friends? Now, when I was seeing a girl for about 2 months, I didn't introduce her to my friends because I don't believe in dating inside the friend group. So I didn't want to introduce her too quick because I didn't want her to get inside my friend group. And then if things happen, if things break up, then I don't want to be the one who's kicked out of my friend group. And I don't think my friends would kick me out. But the whole point is you don't have to do it right away. There's literally no rush into telling them. But I don't think you should wait a year. I think you should wait a little bit. If you're seeing this girl every single day and that's the reason why you can't hang out with your friends, then I believe that you need to tell them, and they need to sign a face. Like, if you're a guy and all your boys are saying, "Hey man, is she hot?" And you're just like, "Yeah," they're like, "Hey, can we see?" And you're like, "No." Nah. How are your boys gonna know? Literally, how are they gonna know? They don't know. So there's no point to lying or shying away from the truth, because in it benefits no one. There is literally no benefit to lying, and it took me a very long time to understand this. It took me such a long time to figure out that there's literally no benefit to lying. I used to lie growing up all the time. That's all I would do is lie. Because I'm going to take a sip of water. I'm sorry. I take like these huge gulps and then I don't have to do it too often. But if you lie, you're creating this hole in yourself. And that hole is trust. You're losing trust. Whoever you are lying to is losing trust in you. You will slowly disappear from their lives. Because why can they trust you? If you spent your entire time lying to them, how can they trust you? Think about that. Think about that. If you lie once, and you lie twice, and you lie three times, it builds up, it builds up, it builds up, and then eventually you're gone. And if you have a great friend, they will tell you, and you will be gone. If you have a bad friend, they won't tell you anything, and they will just talk shit behind your back. That is a bad friend, and that's a low-quality person, almost as low-quality as you, because you aren't telling the truth. Now, growing up, my mom just texted me, Happy World Mental Health Day. I'm very proud of you. I used to lie to my mom a lot. That's why I brought that text up. I used to lie to my mom almost every day. Literally anything of what I did, I would lie to my mom. I would always feel like I needed to be good enough. And it's my mother. My mother is always going to be proud of me. I don't know what I was lying about. But I lied. Because I wanted to impress her. I wanted to be that rebel. I wanted to be somebody that my mom was so beyond proud of. And I wanted to be somebody who didn't make mistakes. And I did. I did a lot. I always make mistakes. I constantly make mistakes. I still make mistakes. But that's okay. It's okay. And now I call my mom, and my mom, literally, we're not going to talk about it this podcast. I'll talk about it in the next podcast. But I got stood up recently, and my friends didn't answer. And one of my, like, I had no friends to talk to, basically. And I called my mom. My mom told me to start dating. I don't want to get too much into it. My mom told me to start dating and to call my mom and tell my mom I failed and I got stood up. It was heartbreaking. But she was the only one I can call. And telling her that truth made our relationship and our us being a family member and the love we have for each other so much stronger because I told her this. And you don't always have to tell people your hardships, because then it becomes very negative. Tell them your success stories as well. Tell them everything. Tell them everything you love and believe in. And if you get hurt, tell them. And if you feel happy, tell them. Don't lie. This entire podcast, stop fucking lying. There's literally no benefit. Grow a pair of balls or ovaries. I don't know, honestly. Or a pair of tits. And I don't know why I went sexual with this. Grow a brain. Grow a heart. And tell people. Literally, don't become a low-quality person over such a stupid little thing. Man up, woman up, human up, and tell them. Anyways, guys, that is it for today's podcast. Welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a big thumbs up or reshare it. Share it with your friends and make sure you DM me or comment on my newest Instagram post being like, hey, I love the podcast, because I never get to hear from you guys after uploading this and I want to hear from you guys. So let me know. Or go comment on my YouTube channel. Tell me how you're liking this podcast and if you want more and what you want changes to. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys very soon. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.